And we always love getting a chance to chat to the captain of the Hawthorn Football Club, Ben McAvoy. It's been a challenging year for the Hawks, but this week he plays game number 150 for the club and qualifies for life membership as well. Big Mac, good morning.
Good morning, Harf. How are you, mate?
I'm going very well, thank you, mate. How are you holding up physically, mentally? It's been a long grinding year for the Hawks. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just physically trying to get blown away today. It's just a bit of a wild, woolly day. not looking forward to just arrived out in beautiful Mulgrave. Fortunately, it's still windy out here, so it could be fun at training today. But, no doubt, been a very challenging year. But that's how it goes sometimes. And we're just got to keep pushing forward and, try and find our way back up the ladder, mate.
Just on the ground, on the work out there at Wave at the Rico Centre, is it still the world's windiest place? When I was playing out there, it was a disaster. You got a lot of townhouses surrounding the oval these days. Does it affect the wind?
It still tunnels down between them pretty well. In my experience, it's certainly a close tie between here and my time at Seaford with St Kilda. Had a couple of real doozies.
It's squally down there for sure. For sure. Ben, talk to us about taking over the captaincy of this great club. When you were first named into that position, you said it kind of made you feel a little bit uncomfortable in that. Has it settled in with you a bit more as the season's progressed?
I think it has a little bit, but certainly still any time I reflect on it and you think about the history of this club and some of the names that have come before me, it's still very humbling any time I think about it. But, once you sort of sink your teeth into the work and there's been plenty of challenge for me this year. So it's even though it's been a tough year, it's gone really quickly for me because being so busy and working so hard to try and, lay some foundations for our young guys. We've had eight debutants this year, so a really young list, and there's been lots of challenges around that. So, certainly enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that because there has, as it has for everyone, no matter what they're doing, been a lot of uncertainty. And the way things are thrown at AFL clubs and having to move and the situation with the coaches at the moment at Hawthorn, there has been a lot for you to kind of digest and approach. How do you work that with the larger playing group? Do you try and protect them in a way from that sort of thing? Or how do you approach making sure that those things don't affect what's happening out on the field?
Yeah, look, it's hard, isn't it? I heard some of your comments before. I think Adam was talking about the challenges with social media and such. In today's world, we all have so much access to information, so it's really hard to keep yourself inside a bubble. But yeah, all we can do is focus on the stuff internally that we're working on. We're here to get better and try and perform and win as many games of footy as we can, which obviously providing some challenges at the moment. But as best you can, you can only focus on the things that you're in your control and that you can help and try and, as best you can, acknowledge the outside noise, but shut it out as best you can.
So, Ben, just back to the captaincy thing. Have you changed your role at all, or have you changed your approach at all as captain, or have you just been Ben McAvoy?
Look, mate, as best I can, I've tried to just be Ben McAvoy. Obviously, things change in terms of your role changes and you have some more responsibilities. You're having a lot more conversations and making decisions that you wouldn't have otherwise. But, I was had the privilege of being voted in by my peers that they gave me their support to lead this footy club. And so they didn't vote for, a different version of me. They voted for me as who I am and the way I go about things. So as best I can, I've tried to stick to that.
And how has it been? I mean, it's good to be able to talk to it's great to be able to talk to the captain of the Hawthorn Footy Club. Just in that whole last couple of weeks with Sam and Alistair and how that's all played out, as captain, have you had to counsel the players at all? Have you had to speak to the players all about that little period? Or are we overblowing it outside the football club as the distraction it was?
Look, to be honest, it's quite a varied response because you have guys in my position who've been around for a long time, been part of success with Clarko, and so there's that natural nostalgic attachment, and what does this mean going forward? There's all the side around guys with contracts, who's in contract, who's out of contract, or what does this mean for me? There's a lot of younger guys, especially ones who have contracts, that have great relationships with Sam. It's like, to be honest, probably have hardly batted an eyelid over it. So there's a hugely varying response, which is absolutely normal and expected. That's just, we're all humans. So certainly I got the place together at the right time to just get their thoughts, how are we all going, can we help in any way? But yeah, look, I've tried to keep things as level as possible in terms of, we've still got games to prepare for week to week. And in terms of our overall direction, it doesn't change anything in terms of, you know, the things that we're trying to build on, getting really good at doing the little things well, and those sort of things that will drive us to improve our performance and get back up the ladder.
Ben, were you consulted on the decision when they're about to make it, all considering making the decision, the board about the handover and the succession plan?
No, I was not consulted. So it caught, well, certainly the playing group caught us by surprise. Not in terms of the fact that it's not like Clarko can coach forever.
Yeah.
You know, we know we have to move forward at some point, but in terms of the timing on it, no, I'll be honest, that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised. I just thought I'd ask to see if they had have consulted you, the captain, and got his counsel on that. Just on your time at Hawthorn, 150 games this week against the Brisbane Lions down in Tassie, which has always been a happy hunting ground for the Hawks. But it's life membership qualification at the Hawks, which is a great thing for you to have. When you left St Kilda to come to Hawthorn, what did you expect? What did you hope for?
Oh, look, I can't really remember. I just remember, or think back now, I was so naive coming across. I was so incredibly lucky to get the opportunity to play in two premierships in my first 2 years at Hawthorn. But certainly I didn't envisage probably being here this long. I've just turned 32, so you know, to be able to play, I'll be going to my 15th season next year. That's just it's fairly rare. It would probably seem significant if I wasn't playing with a guy like Sean Burgoyne, who look like an amateur. But I've just been so privileged in my career to be able to have the experiences that I've had, and funnily enough, my first game for Hawthorn was against Brisbane down in Tassie. So funny how things work out like that. But, I'm not really sure what I expected. I know I was still very naive when I came across here as a 24-year-old. But, whenever I do get to leave here, I know that I've been very lucky, the experiences that I've had.
Well, you've given a fair bit back too. Don't worry about that. I'm very thankful for your time in the brown and gold. All the Hawks fans out there, as you said, a two-time premiership player, now captain in 150 games. Good luck on Sunday. Hopefully it's a great day for you and the footy club. 2:10 at UTAS Stadium in Launceston. Check your local guides and see Big McAvoy doing his thing in the ruck for the Hawks. Thank you, buddy.
No worries. Thanks, guys.